It's Groundhog Day again, and Punxsutawney Phil, the nation's foremost rodent forecaster, saw his shadow. Crowds braved single-digit temperatures this morning to hear what Phil's prediction would be. With all eyes on Gobbler's Knob, a top-hatted member of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club hoisted Phil in the air and said he foresaw a long winter.
There is a shadow here on my ground. Six more weeks of winter abound!
While Phil spied his shadow and is calling for more cold, a rival rodent made a different prediction. Woodstock Willie, a marmot in Illinois, didn't see a shadow and says spring is coming. Well, newly leased train cars are finally rolling on SEPTA's passenger service. WHYY's Tom McDonald has this story.
It's taken a lot of hard work to get the leased trains from their original home in Maryland ready for service on SEPTA's lines. SEPTA's Andrew Bush says the new cars from the Maryland Area Regional Commuter System will help alleviate overcrowding on the regional rails.
The SEPTA received the MART cars in early December, and what we've had to do since then is get crews and also our train crews, so that would be the engineers and the conductors, along with our mechanical staff.
Bush says for now the additional trains will be seen during the midday hours and will be easily visible to the public.
You know, we don't put SEPTA logos over top of the MART logos, and they're going to be pulled by SEPTA's locomotives. So it's, you know, some folks like to look out and see that. It's kind of an anomaly on the system, but we're thrilled to have them out there to be able to add some more service for our customers. And we are continuing to look for options to add more rail cars.
At this time, the cars are running on just the Trenton and West Trenton lines. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Clear skies out there on this Monday afternoon, the first Monday of February. Temperatures delightfully warm compared to what we've had. 31 degrees currently right now in Center City. Looks like we're not going to break freezing today, but get excited. That is on the horizon for tomorrow.